Thank you, and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department recovered a stolen vehicle and arrested a 20-year-old male suspect at close to midnight on Tuesday. Officers located the vehicle, which had been stolen earlier that afternoon, in an alley near Del Norte and C Streets, and they located 20-year-old Eureka man Victor Becerra sleeping in the driver's seat. Becerra was subsequently arrested and booked into county jail for possession of the stolen vehicle, and it was eventually returned to its owner. North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman, along with other representatives, have introduced the New Deal Rural Broadband Act, a piece of legislation that aims to provide improved broadband internet to rural communities across the country. Some key notes in the bill include establishing a new Office of Rural Broadband Initiatives to coordinate all federal rural broadband programs. It would also authorize $20 billion for broadband infrastructure and would also authorize a new tribal broadband assistance program to support tribal communities. Huffman said the following statement: "The longer we allow the digital divide to persist in rural America and Indian Country, the more Americans will be left behind." Along with Huffman, Representatives Rick Nolan and Mark Pokin co-authored the bill. The County Board of Supervisors have approved a request from Eureka City school officials to hold elections in even-numbered years. In an effort to increase voter turnout, state election codes recently changed to where school districts can have the option to hold their election in even years, and the next election for terms in the Eureka City School District will be held in the 2018 year. Other districts in the county that have made the change include the Fortuna Elementary School District, the Jacoby Creek School District, and the Lolita School District. Dan Squire has state news.
A bipartisan bill was introduced into the state assembly yesterday that, if passed, would change how the state addresses and tracks suicides committed by military veterans. AB 242 would make California one of 22 other states that accurately report and track veteran suicide rates. Currently, county coroners in California collect data on veteran suicides, but that data is not put to any further use, particularly how to improve outreach programs and suicide prevention projects. If passed, AB 242 would require the State Department of Health to keep track of veteran suicides and provide an annual report to the state legislature.
Thank you, Dan. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the North Coast tonight as rainfall is set to return to the region. The heaviest rainfall will occur over southern Humboldt and Mendocino County, with winds expected to reach 45 miles per hour. Roadways are once again at risk of flooding as the rain is expected to continue into the weekend, followed by another storm coming on Sunday afternoon. Pelican Bay state officials have released the identity of the cellmate suspected of killing 29-year-old Neil Ramirez on Monday morning as 36-year-old Pedro Ramirez. Neil Ramirez, who was scheduled to be released from custody at the end of the year following an 8-year sentence, was found dead in his cell on Monday morning. The investigation is ongoing. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Harbor District will hold their regularly scheduled meeting tomorrow at the D Street Neighborhood Center in Arcata, and they will appoint one of three candidates to the District 3 commissioner seat. The seat was left vacant by new Humboldt County Supervisor Mike Wilson, and the Harbor Board will decide between three candidates, David Nurum, Stephen Coleman, and Casey Allen. Nurum, an Arcata resident, is the project manager for the Department of Energy and Technologies for the Blue Lake Rancheria Tribal Government, and he's also an adjunct professor and research associate at Humboldt State University. Coleman was elected as a Blue Lake City Council member back in November of 2012 and has served various roles on the Humboldt Waste Management Authority and Redwood Coast Energy Authority boards. Allen retired in 2011 after working as a contract administrator and construction manager for AT&T since 1974, and he currently serves on the County Fishing Game Advisory Council. The Harbor Commission meeting will begin at 6 o'clock. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife has extended the closure of the recreational razor clam fishery in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. It's the second extension of the closure since high levels of domoic acid found in clam caused the fishery to be closed from April of 2016 to October. Health officials first extended the closure of the fishery to January 26th, and it will remain closed until results show safe levels of the acid. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.